From Puck, the Comic Weekly, the adventures of Jungle Jim. Jungle Jim, defender of the right, world traveler, and man of action. Based on the comic strip of the same name that appears in Puck, the Comic Weekly. Jim Bradley, known as Jungle Jim, and his companions, Lil DeVril and Kolu, are in South America, attempting to help their friend Ramon O'Reilly rescue his father from an unscrupulous gang of criminals. This same gang has made many attempts to halt their mission, but Jim and his friends have finally reached Ramon's ranch home. Ramon, recklessly trying to rescue his father, has been captured by the gang, and Jim and Kolu have been forced to retreat to the cellar, supposedly a safe hiding place. But just now, a member of the gang, a giant Indian, has come down the cellar steps. Jim and Kolu have ducked out of sight behind a huge cask, but suddenly Jim sneezes. The giant swiftly spots the source of the sound.
Come out. Come out from behind that cask at once. If you do not come out now, I will push this cask off its platform and crush you.
Kolu, listen. The giant doesn't know there are two of us behind this cask. So if I step out alone and pretend to surrender, you...
Kolu, slide under the platform, not giant off you.
That's the idea.
Come out now. In another moment, the cask will topple upon you.
Hold it, hold it. I'm coming out. Hold it. Okay, Kolu, move forward. Master, here I am.
It's you, dog. The one I captured tonight on the road. The one with Ramon and... But where is your friend? Where is...
There he is, Master. Now I'll pick up the flashlight you just dropped and... There, that does it. A crack on the head ought to put you out of action for a while. Now I'll take your guns. Here, Kolu, here's one for you.
Right.
Now let's get out of here. Gotta find out what they've done to Ramon. And let's hope we're in time. We're getting near the library now, Kolu. Yeah. Ramon's probably still in there with those thugs. It's somewhere along this car.
Watch in there. Kolu, hear something. Like many men talking. Very angry. Listen.
They're coming from across the car. Let's get over there.
You know?
Yes, they're right in here.
Listen to me, Ramon O'Reilly. For the last
time. That's Blanky, the head of the gang.
You will tell us who you brought with you, and you will tell us now.
I will tell you nothing. You cannot make me.
Ramon O'Reilly, brave man.
You will tell us. We will make you talk.
No, I will...
That's enough of that. Come on, Kolu, we're moving in. One... Two. Stand right where you are, boys. We got you covered.
Jim, Kolu.
Ramoni, all right.
Now that you're here, Father, you see, I told you they wouldn't fail us.
Yes, my son. Thank you, senor. Thank you so very
That's
much.
That's all right, Don Jose. We'll talk about it later. Right now, we have to deal with Senor Blanky and his gang.
Come on, Jim. Kolu, take the gun.
Right, Kolu, be sure you get them all.
Senor, you will not keep them long.
Oh, no, Senor Blanky. We'll see about that.
Yes, we will see.
Jim, behind you.
Guard! Drop your gun.
The giant. I thought we took care of you.
No. Now we take care of you.
Esteban.
Yes, senor.
Take these fools out into the courtyard.
Yes, senor. And what is to be done with them?
For some time now, your men have had no target practice.
Si, senor.
Let them practice on these dogs. Practice as much as they like. Here you have real targets.
Halt, dog! Halt! Line up. Too close together.
Well, Jim, looks like this is it. I'm sorry.
Take it easy, Ramon. Take it easy.
But in another moment, Esteban is giving the order.
On my command, fire at will. Ready?
I'm still counting on Ramon. She's never let me down yet.
Never until now.
On Jim. Far off, a cloud of dust.
See?
Aim and...
Jim and his friends tense themselves for the final order as the huge devil giants lift their rifles and prepare to take careful aim. In just a moment, we'll learn what happens when we continue this adventure of Jungle Jim. Right now, I want to tell you what's ahead in no less than 7 million homes this week. Yes, sir, in 7 million homes, youngsters and grown-ups will enjoy Puck, the Comic Weekly. Puck, the Comic Weekly, now comes to you in two big sections, and its pages offer never-failing thrills and excitement and humor. The pages of both sections are packed with more than 24 of your favorite features. Features that make reading them adventure time. Features that make Puck, the Comic Weekly, America's favorite funnies. That's why the Sunday papers that distribute Puck, the Comic Weekly, are the leading Sunday papers from coast to coast. Ask for the Sunday paper that contains Puck, the Comic Weekly. You'll recognize it by the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. And remember, it now brings you two big, full-color sections. Now, back to Jungle Jim. Jim and Kolu, together with Ramon O'Reilly and his father Don Jose, are lined up in the courtyard of the Palacio, under the guns of the giant Esteban and his firing squad. The command has just been given, the order that means death to the adventurers.
Ready! Aim!
One of them, far off, cloud of dust.
Artillery, down, everybody, down! Hit the dirt!
Madre mia, what is that?
French mortar, I think. And here comes another!
You think, Lil?
Yes, sir. Lil and the militia from Barisal. I knew she'd come through.
Oh, Jim, giant ones drop guns and run away.
And we better crawl out and get them before they decide to come back.
Let's go. Blackie may be out in a minute to see what is up.
All right, but keep close to the ground. Down. Keep down. Here comes another shell. Hey, those soldiers out there are good. They're coming too close for comfort.
Yes, we better run up a white flag. Tell them to stop fighting.
No need. White flag going up now from top of ranch house.
Huh? Say, that's right. Hey, I don't get it. Blanqui isn't the kind that surrenders.
You mean it might just be a trick?
Blanqui's crazy enough to try anything. It's a good thing we have these rifles now. Yes, sir, we may need them.
Far off. Two horses come with riders, see?
Where, Colo?
Right on.
Oh, yes. I think one of them's Lil. All right, men. Take your rifles and spread out.
Senor Jim, you do not intend to shoot at the rider?
No, no, Don Jose. We're going to swing around and train these guns on the upstairs windows of your ranch house, just in case Senor Blanqui is planning some last-minute murders. Yeah, they're coming into range now. If Blanqui's going to try anything, this is the time for it. Keep those windows covered.
It's Lil, all right. It's Lil. What the girls. She's hit. She's falling. That murdering devil Blanqui.
Miss Lil not wounded. I think all your horse get hit.
Hey, Carlo, did you spot the window Blanqui's shooting from?
One at far left, won't you?
The chances are from there he can't see us down here.
Yes, but we can't get a shot at him either, Jim.
Unless we somehow can get him to stick his head out that window. And we've got to, or it hit Lil sure the next time. We've got to give him something else to shoot at. Oh, Colo.
Yes, go on, Jim.
I'm going to run out in front of Blanqui's window. Then I'm going to cut in close to the house so we'll have to lean out to shoot at me.
Yeah.
And when he does, you get him.
No, you don't, Jim. I'm the one who got you into this mess. I'm going.
Ramon! Ramon, come back here.
Don't worry, Jim. I'll make it.
He's a brave one, my Ramon.
Yes, sir. One of the bravest. Get set, Colo.
Senor Blanqui! Senor strong man! Look down at you there! Look down and shoot me!
Oh, that ought to do it. That ought to
do it. Oh, Jim, I see.
And so do I. I think I got Mr. Blanqui.
You hit him, Jim. You hit him. He's falling. Falling right out the window on the side of the house.
Lil, are you hurt?
Oh,
I'll never forgive myself.
Oh, Jim, Ramon, I'm all right. I'm just a little banged up from the fall.
Senores, I did not wish Miss Lil to ride off with me, but...
But I insisted, Captain. It wasn't your fault. Oh, Jim, Ramon, this is Captain Ortega of the National Militia.
At your service, senores.
Oh, you certainly were, Captain. You opened up with that mortar just in time to save us from Blanqui's firing squad.
Senor Blanqui, we have a score to settle with that one.
It's already settled, Capitan. Jim took care of that personally.
Yeah, thanks to your help, Ramon.
What of the others, Blanqui's accomplices?
When last seen, they were heading for the woods back of the ranch house just as fast as they could go. That first shell you fired threw them into a complete panic.
Good, I will send my men after them. Now, if you will excuse me.
Gladly, Captain, but not for long. I know that my father will wish you to partake of the hospitality of the Palacio O'Reilly. It has been such a long time.
A toast, senoritas and senores. A toast to my country. May it never lack friends like you, amigos, to help shield it from the enemies like the madman Blanqui.
That is a toast, Don Jose, which my officers and I drink gladly.
Thank you, Don Jose, thank you.
Now, you would like to know how this all began, eh?
I certainly would, Don Jose.
And I would like to know how it was brought to an end. Senorita de Vril, will you tell us?
How Captain Ortega and I got here when we did? Well, we almost didn't.
The senorita speaks truth. When she arrived at our headquarters in Barisal, begging for help...
After sneaking by three of Blanqui's giants by the skin of my teeth.
See, my colonel merely laughed at her story.
See. Blanqui has paid him well to laugh at all his stories about the Palacio O'Reilly.
That's right, Don Jose, and I figured that out after a while.
As did I. So, in the middle of the night, I telephoned the chief of the army himself in the capital. And on his order, the colonel was relieved of his post. And I was commanded to make an investigation muy pronto. The rest, you know.
Yes, Captain. Oh, Don Jose, what about the devil giants? You know, Ramon told me there was a legend about them in this part of the country.
It's an old wives' tale that many centuries ago, the land was ruled by giants. The Spanish came and drove them away. They swore one day to return and lay waste to the land. Blanqui, he knew this legend, and he made use of it. They were not really, truly giants. They were Indians from the mountains of Chile, where the men grow taller than in my country.
And with his giants and his slave labor, Blanqui was just on the point of getting real production out of your oil field, eh?
Si, senor. Had it not been for you...
What do you mean, had it not been for Ramon? He was the one who smelled trouble way back in the States.
Yes, Ramon's the one that got us started on this adventure, and I'll never, never forgive him for it.
What, Lil? What do you mean?
Oh, you're a man. You'd never understand.
Oh, come on, Lil. Come on, tell him. Look. Look, he looks worried.
I am. Lil, why won't you forgive
me? Oh, Ramon, of course I will. Look, my dressmaker's been trying to make me some new clothes for a year now, but I'm never in town long enough for her to get a fitting. And the day you sent that note over from your hotel asking Jim and me to come over at once, I was going to spend the whole afternoon in her shop.
Oh, now truly I am sorry.
I haven't had a new dress in 2 years, not one.
Yes, but we can make up for that.
What do you mean?
Well, here in South America, we have some of the world's finest designers.
Really?
Señorita, Ramon speaks truly. Often my colonel has sent me to Rio de Janeiro to obtain garments ordered there by his lady.
Rio? Oh, that'd be wonderful. Jim, how about our stopping off there on our way home, huh?
Sure, all right with me.
We would be honored, senor, if you would permit us to take you there by plane.
Oh, lovely.
Thank you. We'd be delighted.
But must you go so soon, amigos?
I'm afraid so, Don Jose. But I want you to know that we're grateful for your kindness.
Yes, it's been a wonderful adventure.
Yes, and we don't expect to have another like it in a hurry.
Hope not.
Not so sure, Swan Jim, not so sure. Polo have feeling something big going to happen very soon.
And so Jim and his companions head home for the States via Rio de Janeiro. But we have a hunch that Kolo may be right, and that something big is going to happen. So be with us next week at this same time when we'll continue the adventures of Jungle Jim.